Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. This is Whitney. How may I help you?
Yeah, I am having a little bit of an issue. I initially signed up with you guys back in February. I did not receive my first shipment until the end of April. Then less than a week later, I was billed for my first subscription, which I called and was like, that's kind of odd because, you know, like when I signed up for this, it was supposed to be, you know, like you get the first one, you check it out. And then according to your website and all the information, it says it's billed and does this monthly. And then less than a week after I get it, I get billed again on the 6th of this month. And it's like, I called to find out about that, and they were, you know, they explained it, and I'm like, well, that's not what I agreed to, but okay, fine. And they're like, well, we assure you, it's, you know, not, you're not going to see another cycle until the 28th of next month, and blah, blah, blah. Then on the 21st, you guys billed my account. So at that point, I'm just like, yeah, no, we're not doing the you randomly bill at some point in the month. Can't give me any information. Don't communicate. Like, I like the product. I do. But because the subscription is just basically I randomly get billed at some point in the month. You might put it back. You might keep it. Like, I don't like the way you do it. So I canceled. And they assured me, okay, well, we canceled it, and since it was just a hold on the funds, it'll be back in your account within 24 hours. That was Friday, and my account is still overdrawn. And I'm not amused in any shape, form, or fashion.
Okay, what's your account number, please, sir?
It is. Give me a second. I have to refill up the email. Account number is 5783194-001.
All right, what's your first and last name and address, please?
It's Roy Evans, and it's 1305 Chestnut Street, and I've got a confirmation email sent on the 21st saying, in response to your request, we've canceled your account. No more shipments will be sent. We appreciate your business, blah, blah, blah.
One moment, please. Let me look over there.
But you never put the money back.
I'm just looking over your account. One moment, please.
Okay.
So it looks like they adjusted your account for the last shipment of $44.95 on the 22nd, sir. It could take up to 14 business days to appear back into your account.
And I'm supposed to just cover the overdraft fees in the meantime? Because
well, when
you guys,
they see a refund, your bank, sir, we don't cover overdraft fees, sir. When the bank sees a refund, they'll adjust it.
Can I talk to your supervisor, ma'am?
I am one of the floor supervisors, sir.
Oh, okay, great. Then you're perfectly aware. You can't just tell people you'll be billed on the 28th, then randomly bill them on a completely different date and be like, not our problem.
Well, sir,
Days. No, and when I talked to a representative on Saturday, I was told it would be back within 24 hours. I'm not waiting.
No, sir. Unfortunately,
a
refund could take up to 14 business days. Unfortunately, sir.
Well, I will get out of your company then.
Okay, I do apologize, sir. We've refunded that. It does take your bank. It's up to your bank to release the funds, sir. We've already issued the refund on our end.
That's
so you can, unfortunately, sir, the agent that gave you that information told you a wrong information, sir. Unfortunately, it's not 24 hours for a reverse to be made on the account.